Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Nun. The 50th daf here in Maseches Kilayim. We made it to the Nuns, and we are on Mem Tes Amid Beis, in the middle, a little more than halfway down by the two dots. So the Gemara tells us, as we have been discussing about going back to the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah spoke about on Mem Ches Amid Beis, if there is a chris, if there is a ditch that goes all the way through, from one side of the vineyard to another side of the vineyard, right? Mefulash, Beirosh Kakermad Sofo, so that makes that, Nira Kibein Shnei Kramim, and then you're allowed to be Zorea in it. And if not, it's like a Gat. And if there's a Gat, so then we had a separate machlokas about that. And then we spoke about a Shomera. We spoke about a ditch in the vineyard. We spoke about a mound, in the vineyard also, which is above ground or below ground. So now we're up to the last section of the Mishnah. What if you have a vine that's planted in a Gat or in a Neka? There is a hole in the grounds, or a wine press that they used to use for wine pressing. So what do you do? What are the halachas where you have a vine that's planted in a ditch? So the Mishnah says, count six tachim and then you're good. Count six tachim from where the vine is, and then you'd be able to plant outside those six tachim, even within that ditch, if there's a big ditch. So nosen no avodasa v'zareh samoser. That was the language of the Mishnah. That we count the six tachim and we plant the rest. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says if you have a vine in a ditch and the ditch is not four amos wide, then you cannot plant in there. The whole ditch is batel to the vine, and therefore it's all called the space of the vine. And you're not allowed to plant. Even though if it was on the ground, if you have a vine on the ground, then you count six tfachim, and then you're good to go outside that. But here, because it's within a ditch, so the whole ditch, once you plant a vine in a ditch, the whole ditch is batel, is nigrar, after the vine, and therefore you can't plant there. Again, Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue with the normal shear of six tfachim, to a vine. But just here, because it's in a ditch, so the whole ditch is looked at as one, and therefore, what is not allowed to plant in there. So that's the line that we're commenting on now. So the Gemara says, Mishlosha, Gefetchi Netua. See where we are? Two dots. Mishlosha va'ad arba. If the ditch is within 3 and 4 tfachim wide. In length, it has to be more than that, right? Because what the Rabbi Yossi say in the Mishnah? You have to plant more than 6 tfachim away from it. So it's got to be more than 6 tfachim in one direction. So it's more than 6 tfachim in one direction. But if it's between 3 and 4 tfachim wide, so he must nisa. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, that's what the Tanakhama says. You have to plant with 6 tfachim away. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's you can't plant at all. If it's not 4 tfachim wide. Pachos mishlosha. If it's less than 3 tfachim wide, kisasum. It's as if it's totally enclosed. Kisasum, less than 3 tfachim, is that called, the word doesn't say here the word lavud, but kisasum, it is as if it is looked at as closed, and therefore if it's closed, it's as if you're planting on top of the ground. As the Mepharshim explained here. It's as if you're planting on top of the ground and you go by regular shiurim on top of the ground. Mishlosha va'ad arba, but from 3 to 4, let's say you want to plant outside the ditch. Right? The Mishnah, the Machlokes of the Mishnah was about planting inside the ditch, near this vine. What happens if you have this vine in the ditch, and the ditch itself is between 3 and 4 tachim wide? So what's important about that? It's not a significant enough of a shear by itself. Right? We said, over the past couple of weeks, 4 tfachim wide, that itself gives significance. Remember when we spoke about the omid meruba laparitz and the sections of wall, and we said 4 tfachim wide is already a significant section of a wall. So here too, this is not 4 tfachim by itself wide, so it's not significant itself that you would be allowed to plant right outside the ditch. You can't do that. So when it's between 3 and 4, mashlim arba'av azorei miyad. If the ditch is between 3 and 4 tvachim, what you're allowed to do, says the Gemara, is you could, let's say the ditch is 3 tvachim wide. Then you could count 1 tefach outside the ditch and plant right outside that 1 tefach. Right? Even though maybe it's closer, because the vine inside is closer to the edge that you want to plant on. It doesn't matter. Once you have 3 tvachim wide ditch, and then you add on another tefach space on top. You're allowed to look at that whole area as a four tefach significant area, and you could plant outside of it. If everything was up on the ground on the same level, then you have to count six tefachim away. Six tefachim, why? Because this vine isn't in an area by itself. The vine is on the ground, you have to wait six tefachim away from it. But because it's within the ditch, which is somewhat an independent area, but it's not four tefachim wide, so if it's four tefachim wide, you can plant it right at the edge of the ditch, on top. But here, because it's not, so you have to be mashlim arba'a vizorea miyad, and you can plant right outside of that. You look in the Mara Folda, he says, right at the left side from where we are, Ava migimo v'adalud, mashlim arba'a vizorea miyad, vein tzorach harchaka. You don't need any further harchaka from that. V'hu adin, he adds, im ha'isa mitchila rechav adalud. If it's four wide, dein tzorach harchaka klal. Right, you don't need any harchaka. And then he adds what we just said before, and then it says six tefachim, that's in terms of the length, and not the width. So again, the Mishnah was talking about a case of planting within the ditch, what distance you need from the vine, but this was planting outside the ditch. Okay, Rabbi Avin B'Shem Shmuel. So this is L'chora commenting on the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah, the last four words of the Mishnah said, if you have a house in the vineyard, you can plant inside of it. V'habayis shebekerem zarin oso. That is what the last four words of the Mishnah said. You're allowed to plant it. You don't say, since the vines go around it from all four sides, the mechitzos of the house don't prevent it from surrounding. No, it does. Does. The house is looked at as a separate entity. And we mentioned then that elsewhere the Yerushalmi discusses this regarding Arla, regarding Shemitah, and other halachas. But the Gemara here quotes a pasuk from Yirmiyo. Rabbi Avin Bar Shem Shmuel, ubebate klaim huchba'u. So that pasuk shot has nothing to do with klaim. Bate klaim are jail cells. Bate klaim huchba'u, they have been hidden. This is the description of Galus. Description of Galus in Yirmiyahu. So we'll talk about those Psukim Ezra in a minute. But we say that, oh, there's a remez to Bati is like Bayis and Kilayim is like Kilayim. And it's hidden. You have Kilayim in the house. But you see it's there, a different type. Bayis Shemachbi in Boasa Kilayim. A house that you are Machbi, that you hide Kilayim in. And that's okay. That's a remez that you're allowed to plant something else in the house. Obviously, this is a remez. This is not a din that we learn out from these psukim. Again, usually we have the concept of a smachta learned out from psukim in the Torah. But once in a while, you have a smachta learned out from psukim in Navi. Right? Like here is an example. You have other dinim learned out from psukim. Kinyan Shtar is learned out from a pasuk in Navi. Kinyan Chalipin is learned out from psukim in Rus. So we do learn hints. To dinim in psukim, but again, this is clearly an asmachta. What would the Ritva say about this asmachta? Which Ritva am I talking about? Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where the Ritva discusses how asmachta isn't just a mnemonic that the Rabbanan went backwards and looked for a hint after they came up with a din. No, the Torah, the language of the Ritva is very strong, that the Torah had this in mind. Hashem had this in mind when he gave the Torah. He just wasn't koveya it for a chova. But he left the Rabbanan, he allowed them to decode these psukim. And this is another level of interpretation of these psukim. That's the Ritva. Kol shamash yesh lo asmachta ben apasik. Every time that there's an asmachta, there's a hint from a pasik. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiroi la'asos kein. Hashem thought it's appropriate. This is ra'ui. Elo shalo kavu chova. But for whatever reason, for whatever his divine reason is, he did not obligate it midaraisa explicitly or midarabanan. Umasru lachachamim v'zed davar barer v'emes. This is clear. This is what asmachta means. V'lo k'devri ha'mafarshim ha'asmachtos shu derech simin shenasnu chachamim. Right? This is not what others say. That is just a nice rem as a way to remember something. But it's not that the Torah had this in mind. V'lo shekavanas ha'torah lakach. Chas v'shalom yishtaka davar v'lo yomar. Says the Ritva, chas v'shalom, you can say that. That's heresy. No! This is exactly what was in mind. Who is he referring to? So there are other mafarshim that have asmachta like that. Right? The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit. I just saw in his Hagdama, he has a couple of prakim of Hagdama to his commentary on the Rambam. So there, that's what he has different levels of limud of Torah Shebal Peh. And halacha, he starts off by, he says, Darkei limud ha-dinim in ha-Torah al kama panim. Many ways that you can learn dinim from the Torah. Number one is about a Bethair's pasuk in Chumash. Number two is nilman mi mashmoas ha-pasuk. You learn it from the context of the pasuk. Number two, you learn it out from the words the Torah uses. Shaleach teshalach, vishilach, vishilcha. Why is there an extra vav? Why is there a missing hey? Right, though, that's another way. Number four, svara. Number five, Hekish. He goes through. Number six, Shlosh Yesimidos. He goes through all of the Limudim. And then he has one that is, he talks about Torah Shabbat Pet totally, Halacha Moshe Misinai, and Divrei Kabbalah, those with an Asmachta and without an Asmachta. And there he says, what's an Asmachta? Akra Hadar Sabchu Akra L'Simana Ba'alma. The asmachta, the Torah Shabbat Peh, Hachi Agmer, Lemoshe, Dina, Vasmachta, the Krah, he has this lashon of Simana Ba'alma. Okay. It could be that everyone here, even the Ritva, would agree that this asmachta is just an asmachta B'alma. It's not teaching us any halacha, really. It is, but it isn't. But it has nothing to do with Kilayim, as we mentioned. Okay. Bati Klaim Huchbu. The context of that pasuk is about Galus. Bati Klaim Huchbu is about, in Galus, we're in jail. We're in jail. We're kalua in jail. That's a pasuk from Yishayo Membeis, which is the haftorah for Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis talks all about the creation of the world, but towards the end there, Yirmiyahu Navi gives Musar, as most of Sefer Yirmiyahu is, and he says, if we don't follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, so then Hashem wants to help us. Hashem chafes l'man siko yagdil t'rav yadir. That's what it says in that pasuk. But then it says, v'hu am bazuz v'shasui, hafeach bachurim kulam, u'bebatei klaim hachba'u. Right, we are in jail. Hayu lavaz ve'ei matzil. Nobody's helping us. Meshisa ve'ei nomer hashav. Right, we are being trampled, and no one's saying to return. Mi bachem yasinzos. Who's gonna take heed and focus? This is what's going to happen. Yachshiv v'yishma la'achar. Minasan, and he goes, and they, one more other pasuk, which is an important pasuk. Every pasuk is important, but minasan l'meshisa Yaakov Yisrael abozim. Halo Hashem zuchatanu lo. V'lo avu bidrachav haloch. Until finally we get the message and we say it's our fault. Halo Hashem zu chatanu lo v'lo avu bidrachav haloch v'lo shamu b'taraso. V'yishbach alav chema apo, and that's why he turned his anger upon us. V'ezuz milchama v'chulu. The Bali Musar talk about this pasuk. This pasuk is quoted in Maseches Gittin. Right, Maseches Gittin. The Gemara says there in Gittin, Tanu Rabbanan, Maisa b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, shehalach l'krat gadol sheberomi. Rav Shubha Chanadiyah once went to a big city in Rome, and they said there was somebody stuck, we're talking about jail. Amrulo, Tino Kechad Yesh Beso Asurim, Yafei Naim Vitov Roi. There's a beautiful child that's in jail. Vikfusosav Sidurus Lo Taltalim. So he went, go and try to see what you can do. So he went to the jail, and he sees this child, and he says, our Pasuk. Amar Minasan Lemeshisa Yaakov Yisrael Abozazim. Right, our Pasuk, our Parak, which talks all about, oi, we're in jail, and not only is Galus jail, we're literally in jail in Galus. And what does the child answer? He quotes the next pasuk in the parak. Halo Hashem zu chatanu v'lovo avu bidrachav. Halo v'lo shabu b'taraso. Rabbi Shubha Chanani hears that, and he says, you're going to be a gadol ador. You're going to be a gadol ador. I'm going to get you out. And he they got him out, and v'ho yamim u'atim ashorah ho Rabbi Yisrael. Who was it? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Right, this child. And the question was, how did he know? Because he knew a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. He finished the pasuk. The answer is, Rashi Weiss writes this in his Sichos on Tisha B'Av and other Mefarshim. No, it wasn't Stam, he knew a pasuk, but that he took responsibility. When things were happening, he didn't just complain. He says, Hello, Hashem Zucha Tanu Lovlo Avu Bidrachav. You have a leader who takes responsibility, and we have to do better, so that's a leader. And that's what the... is meant by that pasuk, but that's part of this perek that is quoted here in terms of the remez of that you're allowed to plant inside a house which is surrounded by a vineyard. Okay, halakha dal the next mishnah. Hanotea yarak bekarim. If somebody plants vegetables in a vineyard, we know vegetables and grain, right? That's what's also in a vineyard. Trees are not a problem. As we mentioned, apple trees, unless grafting together, that's a problem. But trees, we said, there's no kilai zroim by trees, and there's no kilai akerem, only vegetables and wheat. So, hanotia yarap akerem, oha mekayim, hareze mekadesh. If somebody plants or is mekayim, He notices that it's growing and he leaves it there. That's the first time really we're going to focus on this. So that's also a major part of the Isser of Kilayim. Not just planting, but also being Mekayim. We're going to have numerous Mishnayos in the rest of the Masechta about, I see that there's Kilayim in my field, I'm harvesting my grapes, and I see four rows from now, I see there is somebody, there's wheat that's in there. So if I say, oh, okay, that's good, I hope the grapes taste good with that wheat flavor. That's it. Once I do that, that's called Mekayim, and if it grows 1/200th, so then it's Usser. I didn't plant anything. I didn't do any action. If I say, okay, I'm just going in order of the rows, I'm going to get there. So then that's not a problem. Because Mekayim means you consciously have decided that you're happy with that and you're going to leave it there. You're Mekayim Kilayim. So not only is Zoreah Kilayim Usser, Mekayim Kilayim is Usser. And the Rambam discusses this in all the permutations that we're going to have in the Mishnayos in Perek Hey, Alacha Ches, all of the various issues of Isurei Kilai Haker. Remember the first four parakim of Kilai Zeroyim and the fifth parak. Echad HaNoteya v'Echad HaMekayim could go and Shera'a Kilayim Tzamchu B'Karmo. You see Kilayim have grown in your field. V'Hinichem, and you leave it there. Hareza Kidesh, that is sanctifies and it makes it Aser. V'Hinad Demos Mekayim Javashin Shalom. As we have mentioned earlier, that if your vines are going over into your friend's Tvua, then you're Mekayim, that doesn't Aser your friends. It might, your Kara might be Aser, but not your friends. That's the Isser of Mekayim. L'chora, you wouldn't get Malkus for this, because it is an Isser, Alav She'ein Bo Maisa. So now this is interesting. If I plant Kilayim, that is an Isser De'oraisa, Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa, and you get Malkus for that. That's the first Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim. Hazarea shnei minei zeraim ke'echad be'eretz Yisrael loke. Shemesh talchalos Yisrael kilayim. Echad hazarea, all the different types. There's no Yisrael of kiyum of other kilayim, but kilayah kerem. So, kilayim, you might get malchus, you might not get malchus. So, this is a huge topic about lav she'ein bo maisa. How do you determine what's a lav she'ein bo maisa and yesh bo maisa? So there's much evidence, there are many stiras between Rambams and Chinuchs. So some say, oh, it's a machlokes between the Rambam and between the Rambam / Magen Mishnah versus the Chinuch. Why? Because there's a Rambam, the Rambam says, this is a raisa of muzzling. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal. You're not allowed to muzzle your animal. This is a raisa of losachsam sharbadisho. But the Rambam says, even if I muzzle my animal by screaming at my animal, my animal is about to eat, and I go, and I keep making sounds, that's an issa d'oraisa, and I get malchus for that. I didn't do a maisa. Right? I came as fasav, I just screamed. You're going to get malchus for that. Why, says the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam? Because since it's possible to do this Isser of chasima with a maisa, so it's always defined as a lav sheish b'maisa, even in the case where you didn't do a maisa. That's the Magen Mishnah. While the Sefer Achinuch, 10 times, at least, maybe even more, 10 times in his Sefer, in his Sefer HaMitzvah says, let's say, for example, the Isser of revenge, the Isser of taking revenge, Parshas Kedoshim. The Sefer Achinuch says, it's terrible, but you're not going to get Malkus for revenge. Why? Let's say I actively do something to take revenge on my friend. Why? Since it's possible to take revenge without a Maisa, right, live, it's, without doing it passively. So it's called a lav sheh ein ba maisa. Even if you could do it with a maisa. So that sounds like a machlokas. The Magen Mishnah giving pshat on the Rambam by muzzling. If you can do it with a maisa, then even if you didn't do it with a maisa, you're going to get malchus. And the Chinuch says, if you can do it without a maisa, then even if you did it with a maisa, you're not going to get malchus. But the problem is the Sefer HaChinuch a number of times also holds like the Rambam. He quotes some others. So, one answer is, well, maybe you look at how it's normally done, right? Normally, muzzling is done with a maisa. So if it's normally done, so it's defined as yesh b'maisa, right? And the revenge could very often be done without a maisa. Maybe. Or maybe sometimes there are averus that have two tracks. I'm sorry, let me go back for a second. Or you don't go by how it's normally done, but you go by that essence of the Avera. What's the essence of this Avera? Just as an example. The Rambam says, by lo sachmod, that one does not violate lo sachmod, the Isser of coveting, until you make the guy give it to you. You bug him so much, and you make him give it to you, even if he sells it to you. You bug it, you want to buy his car, and you want to buy his car, you want to buy his horse, right? Until he sells it to you at the end. You don't violate Losachman until he sells it to you. And the very next line of the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela, I think it's Aleph Tes, the Rambam, but you're not going to get Malchus for Losachman because it's Alav She'em B'maisa. Says the Ravid, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't say, you're not going to violate Losachman until you get him to actually sell it to you and do a Maisa, but you're not going to get Malchus because it's Alav She'em B'maisa. So the way the Akronim say it, Rav Isser Zalman and others, no. Inherently, Losachman is an Isser Belev. It's an issue in your heart of coveting. The Torah gives a measure of how far, when have you violated? You violated when you've coveted so much that you made the guy give it to you and sell it to you. But the Isser is not that. That's just the sheer. That's how far you've gone. But the Isser is really belave, the smock. One of those, Bali Atosva says, Bafeirish, it's an Isser belave. So there, maybe you go by what the inherent definition of the Isser is, not how it's normally done. That's the first approach. But maybe you go by how it's defined. Or, now this is getting back to Kelayim, with all that background, maybe there are two tracks in various Averis. Sometimes it depends what you did. If you did a Maisa, you can get Malchus. If you didn't do a Maisa, you don't get Malchus. So that applies by some. The Rambam says, Bafeirish by Bal Yerah by Yematze. The Rambam says, if I have chametz in my house, I didn't get rid of it. I didn't sell it. I didn't do bitl. I just left chametz in my house. Even b'shoah, I forgot about it. You're not going to get malchus for that. That's a lav shame b'maisa. You just have malchus in your house. You just have chametz in your house. What happens if you go out and buy chametz on Pesach? The Rambam says, you're going to get malchus for that. If I buy chametz, if I make chametz on Pesach, I leaven something. So what do you mean? Is it a lav shame b'maisa or a b'maisa? The Rambam says, well, it depends on who's done. So maybe you say the same thing about Kelayim. Would you say that you're going to get Malchus for Re'iyas Kilayim? The Rambam's Lashon in all these cases is, it became Asr. He doesn't use the Lashon of Malchus. Right? Because maybe there is no Malchus here. It's passive. It's a Lav She'im O'maisa, and therefore you're not going to get Malchus. But this is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that it is Asr to be Mekayim Kilayim. Okay? So let's continue. So Hanoteh Yarpakarim O Makayim Hariza Makadesh Arbaim Lachamisha Gfanim, 45 vines. Right? If you plant vegetables in your vineyard, and we're assuming as we'll see in a second, that the normal spacing between vines, let's say 4 amos in between, that's the standard way of planting, 4 amos intervals. So if you make a circle, as we'll see in the Mishnah, a 16 amma wide radius, and you make that circle, and you plant it smack in the middle vine of this big area, so in that circle is going to be included 45 vines. And that's why 45 vines are going to be net esar from this planting of Yerek Bekerem. So, Anotia Yerek Bekerem, Makayim Hariz, Makadish, Rabban, Machamish, Kefanim. 45, again, at standard 4 amos intervals, they're going to be 45, because if you do a 16 amma radius, so then there's going to be 45 vines that are within that radius. Amasai, when do you say all this is true? Bismanchim Nituas Arba al Arba, like we just said. If they're planted by normal, standard 4x4 radii, O Chamesh al Chamesh, or 5x5. 1 second, 5x5. 5x5, there aren't 45 in there, right? It's going to be more space, it's going to be less. There's only going to be 37 vines. If you look at the Mara Fold and others, if you do the math, if you have a 16 amma radius and you planted them 5 amos from each other, so you have less vines. So why does it still say that there's going to be 45 vines Asr? So the Tosfos Yontif says Gzeira. People aren't really going to be able to see the difference between 4 amos and 5 amos. It's going to look the same. So if you say that 37 vines are Asr in this vineyard where you space them by 5 amos, they're going to think it's spaced by 4 amos. And they're going to think only 37 amos, only 37 vines are going to be Asr in A, 4x4 also. So by 4x4 or 5x5, it's going to be Asr. It's going to be Asr, 45 vines. Once you get to 6x6, it's not going to be so confused. They're going to see it's a more spaced area, and therefore there's no chash. But in our case of that's the Isser Derabana. That's why I'll read the Tosfos Yontif. Afilu hachi, ho'ol v'mata hakramim, stama nitu in aldala dalid. Pashtus, the standard is 4x4. Ulamaris ha'ayin, lo yishpetu, bein matash aldala dalid, lamatash alhehe. right? People aren't going to be cognizant of the difference between the 4 and 4 and the 5 and the 5. Hilchos gazru chachamim v'amru shebein anetu al dalad dalad o al hey hey la olam yikachu mem make funim. 45 vines. That's what it's going to be usher. Shim yiru bekerem hanatu al hehe shelo yasuki im lamed zayin gefanim. Because if you see in the 5 by 5, if that's the standard, you can only ask for 37. Yomru haroim shenu nesar bekerem stam ki im lamed zayin gefanim. Oh, it must be only 37. Ki ahevdel shebein al dala dala the bein al hehe lo nikar veno delakol. That's why it's not known. But now we continue the Mishnah. But hayunetu al sheish sheish. But if there's 6, if the split is 6 by 6, so al sheva sheva. Harizem akadi sheish esriyam alachal ruach. Then you just make the radius of the circle. Make the draw a circle around the vines. 16 amas radius. Agulos v'lamurbos. Then you a circle, not a square. Meaning if it's outside the circle. Even if it would be 16 amos, if you would, you know, square it off, you don't do that. You don't do that in this case. Just whatever is in the circle. Why 16 amos? Why is that the shear? So some connected to what we said earlier. 16 amos is the furthest distance between the different vines. Remember, if you have 3 vines, then you can have 16 amos in between. If you have 2 vines, they have to be between 8 amos. But if you have a vineyard that's at least 16, that was the first mishnah in that parak over there, for previous parak, so then you could have 16 in between. Okay, for whatever reason, that's the shear that's given. Good. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina ben Chanina Amar, Ushazara Kenegado Emsois. When do you say that it's going to be 45 amos in Asard? Picture an exactly, perfectly configured vineyard, and you plant vegetables around the middle vine. That middle one, smack in the middle, so then you have perfect, not perfect, it's good, it's an Avera, but a perfect circle around that middle one, and you get 45 vines included in that circle. Keneged ha'im sayas. And you have 3 rows on each side of it. You have 3 rows at least on each side of it. Rabbi Avin ben Shem Shmuel, v'ushadeham sayas agulo yarak. It's the middle vine of the middle row that has vegetables planted all around it. Surrounded by vegetables, right? A gula yarak. You don't have vegetables just on one side of it. Because then you might not know how to draw the circle perfectly. Right? If it's only on one side. But if it's all around it. Hey chavita, so what do? Shova shurin min shova shova. Right? You have 7 rows of 7. 7 rows of 7 each. Tsemian arba gefanim la'arba zavios akerem. Right? And you take out, besides the 4 corners, that are not going to be included in this circle. So included in that circle is going to be 45 vines. Hadi Tanina, that's what it says in our Mishnah. Hariyam Makadesh Arbaim V'chamesh Kvanim. 45 vines are included in the circle around your middle vine. Beautiful. Good. As long as they're planted in this standard or close to standard measurements, as we just quoted from the Tosfos Yantif. The Gemara says, Hada Messiah, Reb Zeira. These Shiurim support Reb Zeira that we spoke about earlier. Reb Zeira spoke about earlier when Reb Zeira said, Reb Zeira Omar, Shmona Chutz Mimakam Karsin. Remember, Karsin were the trunks. Reb Zeira said that when we say 8 Amos, between rows, in order to, if they're 8 amos, full 8 amos in between, then they're not mitzvarif. It has to be within 8 amos. When we said we need the 8, and also we also said they need the 8 amos minimum. It's measured from outside the trunks. So here also, these 16 amos circle is measured from outside the trunk of the vine. Because, the Mefarshim do the math for us, if you include the trunks, then the number 45 is not going to work out. It's going to be a different number. So we trust the pictures here. If you look at the pictures, they show that if it's counting the trunks, so then it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different, more than 45. So that's why it must be a raya that it is included. Talk about the just getting back for a moment, and if there was going to be time for this, but we say that the Maris Ayin issue. I don't know which one, which idea to talk. No, maybe we'll talk about this. The issue of the jail, we quoted the pasuk that was a remez, but they climb huchbu. Is there a concept of jail in halacha? It's not one of the Dalai Mises Besdin. It's not one of the Malkus. So I saw a question, I didn't get to look it up again. I remember I said, Rav Asher Weiss, I think in Parshat Mishpatim, one of his asfarim, he talks about a life in prison. Is that nefashos or is that mamonos? Or is that something else? Dina Nefashas we usually translate as life. Dina Nefashas is skilus reifa herichenek. Mamonis is monetary law. Malchus is somewhere in the middle. It's physical, corporal punishment, but it's not mamonis, but it's not life. What about life in jail? We don't have such a thing in Judaism. But what would that be considered in terms of halacha? Like you're something that goes to the end of his life, but it's not affecting his life. We generally we have kippah in a Mishnah in Masechta Sanhedrin, but it's not something that is so common, right? If there is a danger to society, where the Bezdin has the power to use kippah, the Rambam says that only for murder, only for murderers that you couldn't put to death. For some reason, there was only one aid, but he's a danger and he's a menace to society. So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Rotzeach, that, based on the Mishnayos in Misach HaSanhedrin, so there you can put him in a kippah, and you feed him barley and water, and if he's really a Rotzeach, you know, it's kind of like the male sota. His stomach's going to blow up, and he's going to get punished for that. But that's the Rambam discusses that in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Rotzeach, but we only use it for murder. Again, if we have a bezdin and there are people that we think that are dangerous to society in other ways, and Obed Avodazara, we have our ways, Megala Arayas, we have our ways too. But the specific kippah, the Rambam says, we only use that for a murder. Perek Dal Halacha Tes. Ve'enos in davar zel ashar mechuvi emisas bezdin, ele im neschaye misa, memisa noso, v'menochaye misa poter noso. By every other area, if you could get him, put him to death, fine, and if not, not. But here, aval b'sheish avonas chamuros b'shvichas damim. Even though there are per se averas that are worse than murder, ein ban hashchasas yishuvo shel olam k'shvichas damim. There's nothing that destroys the world and undermines society like murder. Worse than avodah zara, worse than avrayas, worse than chilul Shabbos. The Rambam quotes those three. Those are probably the three that we would have said. Even those? Yeah, even those. And therefore, the Rambam says, Dafka, here, we use kippah, we use the batei kalua, as the pasuk in Yirmiyahu said. Okay, there's more, but we will stop here.